This show is brought to you by BigAndTallMart.com. BigAndTallMart.com is your number one source for all things big and tall. From licensed t-shirts to casual wear and everything in between, BigAndTallMart.com has you covered. Use promo code GEEK10 on checkout to save 10% on orders $50 or more. BigAndTallMart.com is a proud sponsor of ThisWeekInGeek.net. Hey guys, what's going on? You are listening to ThisWeekInGeek.net's Nerd News Network, and I am your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd. Well guys, today is Friday, September 19th, 2014, and you know what? It's actually been a pretty good week. I'm happy to do this again on this wonderful Friday evening. Finally starting to feel like fall, which means everybody's drinking pumpkin-flavored everything. It's cold, the first frost of the year have hit, and the kids are off my damn lawn. What can I say? I'm excited. Got some really cool news. As you guys know, I'm doing the fundraiser for Toronto Sick Kids Hospital via Extra Life. My goal this year is to raise $500. I'm over 75% of the way there, and it's not even the end of September. Now, it is the 19th today. I'm hoping by Monday I can get it up to $400. And I think right now I'm only $18 short of that goal. So if you wanted to find out more information, you can go to birdmangivesback.com. And it looks like Toronto Sick Kids is endorsing me. They always retweet me. They post about me. They favorite me. I'm excited. So that's pretty cool. And that kind of ties into where I'm going to go with this next little bit here. I'm streaming on Twitch. I do it via my PlayStation 4, my Xbox One, and now my PC. Thanks to my good friend, Tom, who's one of the big, awesome G1s over at ScrewAttack.com. Tom the Iron Man, he's got me figuring it out using a program called XSplit. And I can stream games from my desktop. Now, there are some people that like to come out and troll my streams for whatever reason. Why are you against children is my next question, but hey, whatever, I digress when that's all the attention we're going to give them. But I would like you guys to come on out, check this out. It's always a fantastic time. So like I said, birdmangivesback.com. Watch my Twitter at birdmandodd for more information on when I stream. And come on out, hang out, let's have some fun. So let's talk about what's going to be happening in the news this week. Well, first off, there's going to be some massive spoilers for the game Super Smash Bros. For the Nintendo 3DS, so you have been warned. We're also going to talk about one of my favorite games is going to be closing down its downloadable service sometime really soon. A movie we all knew was going to happen eventually finally officially gets a release date and a director, though not a main star attached yet. We're also going to be talking how it's going to be a lot more crowded around here and how virtually the Titanfall pilots are now a real thing. So let's talk about the big elephant in the room that everybody online has been talking about. And let's just say Valentine's Day 2016 just got a lot more awesome. So I guarantee you Mexican restaurants will be having a run on chimichangas. We're talking about the Deadpool movie. That's right, it has officially been announced for February 12, 2016. Now, this comes as no big surprise because around Comic-Con, there was leaked, quote-unquote, test footage of the Deadpool movie, which is, now, they say this was done by, I think, like a video game company, the same guys who made the Deadpool video game from this past year, and it looks like enough positive online buzz convinced Fox that, hey, maybe we should make this, and it's good, though, because this also means another Marvel movie actually got pushed back because of that. It means Fantastic Four has now been moved from June 19th, 2015 to August 7th. And they were supposed to have Assassin's Creed, and I think it got pushed back. And we're still on track, as far as we know right now, that X-Men Apocalypse is going to be coming out on May 27th, 2016. So it seems like everyone's starting to get their shit together. Also, let's not forget that year also has Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice coming out in March. Captain America 3 comes out in that year. Doctor Strange comes out. And the Spider-Man spin-off Sinister Six is also going to be coming out in 2016. It's going to be a really damn good year for movies. Now, going back to Deadpool for a moment, the original director, Tim Miller, is still attached to the project, so hopefully he'll be back to do some magic with it. Also, there's no deal in place right now to have Ryan Reynolds, but it wouldn't surprise me if he comes back, because he was one of the best parts of X-Men Origins Wolverine. He played it pretty well, I thought, and Ryan Reynolds is also a huge Deadpool fan. So this should come as a surprise to absolutely no one. Now, if you get a chance, go out, check out the Deadpool test footage. It is pretty funny, and if the movie can follow anything remotely close to that, it should be pretty good. Now, even if this movie turns out to be PG-13, it could still be really funny and really good. If you look at successes like X-Men Days of Future Past, any of the Marvel movies, it doesn't need to be a hard R to be super successful. So, I think as long as it has the trademark humor and that weird fourth wall breaking bit, I really think Deadpool could be really something special. And if Deadpool does well, maybe we'll get X-Force and we'll see Cable and all them. So I'm optimistic. I'm fairly optimistic. So looking forward to Valentine's Day 2016. I don't know what that noise was. Whatever. So yeah, once again, February 12th, 2016. It's going to be a good weekend. Now, this one actually kind of struck me as a bit of a surprise. Developer Harmonix. These are the guys who developed the game Rock Band. All its alliteration. They're also developing Fantasia right now. Has announced effective immediately. They're going to be shutting down the Rock Band network. So, if you download everything from the Rock Band Network, including all the original stuff that was available, you would have a library of 4,221 songs available for you to play. Though, admittedly, some of them are complete crap. Now, it kind of sucks that this service is shutting down. Now, some of the problems have been quoted were on the server side at Harmonix, and some of them were just completely out of their hands, completely outside of their control. Their official announcement says, at this point, while Harmonix resources are devoted to several other titles in development, we're no longer able to operate RBN with the kind of consistency that it deserves. I gotta say, that's kind of sad, because I would have liked to have seen bands like, say, the Megas get some of their music out on there. I was really happy to see MC Frontalot got his stuff out there. Now, I wonder what this means if you've already downloaded stuff from it and, say, your hard drive dies. Can you still get this stuff? I'm going to presume yes, because I know I've got some games that are no longer on Xbox Live, yet I can still download them. Just not officially, because they're attached to the license and the gamer tag. So I don't know. That kind of sucks, though. Which means I wonder how this is going to affect games like Rock Band Blitz. Because it says connecting to the Rock Band network. So I don't know. I'm really sad to see it go, because Rock Band was such a huge part of my college career with my friend Pierce, Jordan. I think Carol came out a few times. Dave, for sure. Ashley, and we'd all get together on like Tuesday or Wednesday nights after class, after we finished Radio Lab, and we'd have a band night, and it was literally hanging out in my room at 28 Briarsdale Crescent in Welland, and for like 4 or 5 hours we sang until we were hoarse, until our hands couldn't do anything else, and it was magical. It really, really, really was. It was something unbelievable. So Rock Band Network, thank you for nearly 5 years of fantastic service. I couldn't have asked for anything better. So keeping along with video game news, all right, here's your warning. Your one and only. There are going to be spoilers for Super Smash Bros. If you don't like it, turn this back on in about 5 minutes or so, give or take, when I start the next news story. Well, I guess y'all know that I'm done. So, Super Smash Bros. Is out in Japan right now, and the full list of characters is finally out. Now, the list was leaked last month, but it wasn't more or less confirmed until people had the title in their hand. Now, I think as of today, you can download the demo that some of us had access to last week. for the 3DS. But I guess what I'll do is I'll break down the returning characters, and then I'll go to some of the new ones, and then some of my thoughts as to what I've experienced so far. So we have, and I'm going to rapid fire through this, so pay attention. We have Mario, Luigi, Peach, Bowser, Yoshi, Wario, Game & Watch, Donkey Kong, Diddy Kong, Link, Princess Zelda, Sheik, Ganondorf, Toon Link, Samus, Zero Suit Samus, Pit, Marth, Ike, Kirby, King Dedede, Meta Knight, Fox, Falco, Pikachu, Lucario, Jigglypuff, Charizard, Rob, Ness, Captain Falcon, Olimar, Dr. Mario, and Sonic, bringing out a total of 34 characters. Now, new characters, we have Rosalina, Bowser Jr. with 7 alternate costumes, which are the Koopa Kids. That's awesome. Platoonia, all I know is that she's the goddess from Kid Icarus. Robin, Little Mac, Greninja, the Duck Hunt Dog, the villager from Animal Crossing, the Wii Fit Trainer, Dark Pit, Lucina, Shulk, Mega Man, Pac-Man, and the Mii. So that's 15 characters. Holy crap! That's a lot of characters to squeeze in to a 3DS title. And now, there is something to mention about Smash Brothers for the 3DS. It's breaking consoles. And what I mean by that is not, like, breaking the system, but the directional pad is actually breaking off because people are probably getting a little too aggressive with their directional smashes. Because if I've learned anything by playing years of competitive Smash, it can be a hell on your controllers. In fact, when I played Super Smash Bros. Brawl competitively for like a year and a half, 2 years, I cannot count how many GameCube controllers I went through. I would actually purposely go on eBay, buy brand new ones in the package, so I knew that they were good. Because we had a rule where I played, you couldn't use any third-party controllers. They had to be signed off on by the tournament organizer. I used the GameStop one, and they had to make sure my turbo was disabled so I wouldn't cheat in matches, which I never did. But the possibility was there, and I could see why they would disallow a third-party controller, but they trusted me. So maybe I got a little bit of preferential treatment there, but whatever. So I'm really excited for this game. I mean, I actually traded some of my few remaining GameCube games. I traded 2 of them. You don't want to know which ones. You really don't. I traded for a Nintendo 2DS. You might be wondering, well, why? The 2DS is a little bit bigger in the hand for me, and it feels more friendly to play Smash on. So that's how serious I'm actually taking Smash Brothers right now. Because I really want to be good at this. I want to get back to the level where I was, if not better, than when I was playing Brawl competitively a couple of years ago. In the demo, you get Mario, you get Link, you get Pikachu, the Villager, and Mega Man. I've been trying to get good with Mega Man, and I think I've got a lot of his moves down pat where I can pull them off without any real trouble. I gotta say, his standard smash down, where he fires like those napalm rockets, that is so incredibly powerful, along with his spark thing. I think that's his like up A. Wow, you can smoke people. Even if they're just over 100 damage, they're gone if you hit them on the right platform. His down smash for the hard knuckle, I think, is really cool. That's a nice callback to Mega Man 3. Haven't found a whole lot of use for the leaf shield yet. Crash bombs are fun, which I'm really glad they put that in there. They even gave you the color palette if you want to play Crash style Mega Man, which is what I think I'm going to take as my personal color for it. The other characters, I haven't played with the villager yet. I'm probably going to keep Pit as one of my mains. I know he's not a super high tier character, but I really liked playing with him, especially with my forward B, where I'd spin my bow, and it would most likely just piss people off. People used to get really, really, really pissed at me when I used to play down at the Pwn's Game Center. They're like, "Well, you stopped doing that." I'm like, "Yeah, well, it beat your ass, didn't it?" Looking forward to learning Little Mac, maybe the Duck Hunt Dog. I'd like to know how he's going to play. My guess is kind of like Ice Climbers, but I haven't watched any of the videos on it. I'm actually purposely keeping some of the gameplay in the dark for myself. Now, because I am a game journalist and a game reviewer, I usually get my stuff about a week or two early. So I'm really hoping Nintendo sends this to me next week. Because I really want to be playing this on the plane to Las Vegas when I leave in just a little over 2 weeks. So, looking forward to that. Get hype. And spoilers. Okay, let's kind of keep moving forward. So this is a really cool story, and this one comes out of the Arizona State University. Engineers have created a working prototype jetpack that attaches to a soldier's back and helps them run faster. Now, this is really cool, because I'm actually going to link to the story here, and I'm actually going to post one of the pictures here, and you might be wondering, why are you doing that? Try and tell me that does not look like a Titanfall pilot. It's ridiculous. The idea is to help this have the person wearing this jetpack run a 4-minute mile with no problem. And the inventors of the pack say this could help soldiers escape dangerous situations on the battlefield, potentially save their lives and give them more energy. And this project has come at the request of the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, or DARPA, which also is doing exoskeletons, in which I think President Obama said they're basically developing the Iron Man uniform. So basically, we're going to have Titanfall pilots and the Iron Patriot running out in the battlefields of the future, which the future of warfare is starting to look more and more like a comic book and or, you know, your average Saturday morning cartoon. But this thing is really cool looking. There's a video here. I haven't had a chance to watch it as of yet, but I'm reading through the article here. And the idea is that with this thing, like, because they've reduced the amount of force that the person is having to carry, so they can't fly, but they do have instantaneous thrust, and that can trigger faster movement. So it kind of reminds me of the Spartan jetpacks from Halo 4, but where they're positioned on the person's lower back, it's just like an IMC and militia pilot from Titanfall. Like I said, it's so cool. Now, currently, the guy who's wearing the jetpack can reduce their personal best running a mile from 5 minutes and 20 seconds to 5 minutes and 2 seconds. In the 200-meter trials, runners have decreased their times and used less energy. One of the people developing this has, I can't pronounce his name, so I'm not going to try. He says, in the warfare arena, the ability to run faster could be the difference between life and death. Devices can help soldiers succeed in their mission and potentially save human lives. I think war sucks, and obviously, you know, duh, but that's really cool. I'm sorry. I want a jetpack or an exoskeleton. Now, if they make one in fat fuck, I would be surprised. But hey, who knows? The future is now. All right, guys, final story for this week. And I'm actually going to end on somewhat of a downer because I don't like you. No, that's not true. This story, I can't say I'm entirely surprised. This one comes courtesy of Wired.com. The Earth's population could hit 12 billion by the year 2100. Now they're estimating it could be 12.3 billion, which is up 2 billion more than some previous estimates. The number is not written in stone, but it's something to really kind of think about here, because life here is pretty complicated, with 7.5 billion confronting environmental problems, food insecurity, spotty public health, plus the other challenges of basically our resources on this planet are kind of dwindling, and we're having trouble competing for what we already have. So they're kind of wondering here. Now, this comes out of a study published in the magazine Science, in which Adrian Rafferty of the University of Washington thinks these challenges can be met. Him and along with 12 other scientists analyzed new data provided by the United Nations on national trends in fertility, mortality, migration, and age patterns. The most recent UN estimate puts the global population at 10.9 billion by the year 2100. Although some demographers have criticized that projection is excessively high. However, you know, there's certain, you know, things are always going to be messed up somewhere. And I kind of wonder how things are going to kind of play out. Cause you look what's happening in West Africa right now with the Ebola virus. And that's pretty scary. And you have to wonder, is the planet starting to fight back? And I know that's a terrifying thought to even think about, but maybe we need to start looking at colonization of other planets sooner as opposed to later. And I know it's all science fiction and wonderful, but maybe the idea of terraforming a planet, we may want to seriously start looking at it. Because I think I reported last week, Stephen Hawking thinks the human race isn't going to be here in 1,000 years. And well, with changes in our sun, the environment, and all sorts of other potential natural disasters and other environmental concerns, I don't know, man. Who's to say? But hopefully things will be different in the year 2100, because we're likely not going to be here. I don't know about you, but I intend to live forever. So anyway, on that happy note, hopefully you guys will check out some of my charity streams. It's twitch.tv/thebirdmandod. You can find me there pretty much broadcasting whenever and however. And I'm doing that all for Toronto Sick Kids Hospital for the next month and a half, which you can find out more information at birdmangivesback.com, where I share my story of me in Toronto Sick Kids Hospital and why I want to support the wonderful organization over there that they run. So anyway, guys, until next time, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, live free or die hard. And I'll catch you guys again next week, right here on ThisWeekInGeek.net.
Wanna see me make bubbles with my spit?
Sure do. In fact, that's the theme of our next show. So don't miss it.
What the hell happened to George Lucas?
Oh my god, there's snot on my face! And I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dub, and I'm not a join. Not a join. What the f does that mean? F that. 10 seconds.
No, you gotta keep that.
Let's do this. Let's do this right the first time.
F you guys. Ew, it's in my mouth. Oh god.
Oh, what's it taste like, Mike?
Water. Ew, salty.
Let's start this episode with shat.
okay, I'm good, Geico.
Holy shit! Oh my gosh! Freak! Die! Holy crap! Whoa! Where did it go?
I'm like a stupid monkey.
As you can imagine, they don't let us out much.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Tune in next week to hear, somebody random. I don't know. Maybe even a hot chick. Yeah, let's go with that.
Did anyone ever tell you that you were very, very sexy?
How are you? Actually, no.
They never will.
Check out our website, thisweekingeek.net, for more geek content. As well, subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Send us a Twitter message by @replying to @ThisWeekInGeek. Lastly, you can email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. This extra music was produced by Prono Bozo at PronoBozo.com. We'll see you next time, and remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.